Part 2, Experiencing the Freedom. Chapter 3, Tools for Emptying Out the Past. Humanity has evolved so far, and we're stuck. We're stuck at the ceiling of reason, justification, explanation, and imagination based on what our ego already knows. Like the fish in the aquarium, we are swimming in a confine. Unlike the fish in the aquarium, it is not an outside researcher impeding us with an actual glass wall. It is we who are impeding ourselves. What is missing? How can we propel ourselves over our current ceiling of reason? This is precisely what we'll map now, experientially, so that you can embody this freedom as you read, plus as you practice the tools presented in this chapter and beyond. Simply put, our map is this. 1. Orient ourselves towards soul. 2. Relinquish our past. 3. Climb the ladder of consciousness into the light. Ram Dass concurs. In his new book, Be Love Now, he speaks of this. To receive the persistent invitation to inhabit the boundless, unconditional love of the divine, all that is required is to stop identifying with your ego and start identifying with your soul. We first have to deal with our stuff, to process our psycho-emotional baggage so that we can climb the mountain without getting dragged back down. The ceiling, the glass wall, that keeps bopping us on the head and back down into hell is multifaceted. We'll unveil it completely in the 18-level ladder of consciousness, just a few pages ahead. The pinnacle, the height of this glass ceiling, is reason. It is the analytic mind. It is ego, commission one. All that we are is a result of what we have thought. This is an excerpt from the Dhammapada, transcriptions of the actual teachings of the Buddha. How true. This is the root of great misunderstandings, including murders and wars. What we think about things is what determines our relationship to them, either our openness to expansion, evolution, and ultimate co-creative flexibility, or a closed and rigid attachment to what we have come to believe. Humanity can no longer resolve itself through reason and understanding. Making sense often makes things worse. The intellect is not a pathway for the soul. The intuitive mind is a sacred gift, and the rational mind is a faithful servant. We have created a society that honors the servant and has forgotten the gift. I've just read to you a series of quotes from Ray Wainer, a retired psychiatrist and inventor, Carolyn Mace from her book Entering the Castle, and Albert Einstein, bearer of prolifically profound insights. As we transcend reason, our greatest evolutionary feat ever, we will enter an entirely new vantage as humanity. Our burgeoning consciousness will be akin to the perspective of the gods. We will no longer be swimming in the same perpetually murky soup, looking up from down, using the same ingredients over and over again to create the same results. Instead, we will really and truly move substantially nearer to the vibrational field of God, viewing reality from his, her vantage of looking down from up. It is difficult for the ego to comprehend this, for it has never, ever experienced what this is. Emptying out the past is vital in limbering us up sufficiently to be able to make this shift, to be able to maneuver ego from its top-down Commission 1 position to its Commission 2 co-pilot seat on par with soul. Without emptying out the past, we are too clunky. We are like a massive automobile dragging tin cans and bricks and sofas and all sorts of junk behind us. We are a dead weight. We must, respectfully and with utmost mastery, lighten our load. To put this into even more poignant perspective, and as a result of this illumination, to propel us into deeply committed motivation to empty out our pasts and never again accrue them, is to recognize this. The greatest danger in the world is people's unprocessed pasts. For it is when our undigested past is triggered, and we are distracted by the uprising of it, that our attention leaves the now. We are no longer present. The blindness that ensues, the potential for our negligence, is what allows and enables us to be hurtful to others, physically, verbally, and emotionally. It is what makes us unwieldy and unpredictable in a volatile way. This immediately erodes trust, leaving in its wake a trepidation as to our and others' safety. As we take full responsibility for our undigested past, committing to emptying it out, and as we do our best to process our new experiences in real time so that we relegate nothing to our current unprocessed past, we become safe. We become safe for others to be around, because when our attention is present and undistracted by our own pain, we cannot blindly or intentionally cause harm. So how do we become agile and live and resilient and transformable? How do we become pliable like clay, physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually, rather than brittle and extinctible like dinosaurs and so many species that have preceded us? Let's delve into this, for it is as fascinating as it is vital to our survival and to our ultimate thrival. First, we'll explore the principles of digestion, and we'll reveal what triggers actually are. Next, we'll outline the 18-level ladder of consciousness and actively explore two ways to climb it. Following this, we'll experience one of the most rapid ways to shift our experience from hell to harmony, through splicing. Then, we'll walk step by step through a phenomenal freedom tool, learning how to effectively work with triggers as our ally rather than our adversary, essentially climbing out of the deep, dark well of hell and into the light. When we complete this chapter, you'll have three sterling tools in your hands: 18-level ladder of consciousness, splicing, 6 steps to empty out your past. We'll top this magnificently with an active understanding of how to never accrue a past again. That is, how to remain light always. Freedom awaits you, right here, right now.